Just a few days ago, my friend and colleague Veronica Scarsbrick spoke to the relator for the cause of beatification of Pius XII, Jesuit Father Peter Gumpel, who explained to her exactly where we are at in terms of the beatification process of Pius XII, in particular in terms of the recognition of heroic virtues and the attribution of a miracle to the intercession of this servant of God.
Beatification processes include a number of technicalities, such as the recognition of heroic virtues and the attribution of a miracle to the intercession of the servant of God. Tell me about these in the case of Pius XII.
Well, with regard to the recity of virtues, I have already mentioned to you that the highest authority in the congregation responsible for these causes, the Congregation for the Causes of Saints, has given an extremely positive judgment on heroicity of virtues. What now is needed is the scientific demonstration of the fact that God has worked a miracle through the intercession of Pope Pius XII. This is still in the making, and I am not a medical man. As an investigating judge, I am not responsible for miracle issues because I am not a medical man, but I am hopeful that we will succeed in proof the question that God himself worked a miracle through the intercession of Pope Pius XII. In this context, I would like, however, to underline one thing. The whole essence, the substance, what really matters in these causes is not the miracle. It is either the demonstration of the martyrdom or on the heroicity of virtues. The miracle is only a confirmation, and we are requesting a miracle because we as scholars are aware of the fact that no historical who knows this business will ever say that we have been able to retrace every single document. It happens all the time that documents which were hidden are found in a cellar or in private possession, etc. And therefore, even though we try to be as honest and scientific as possible, we want to have a confirmation by God himself that indeed this person is in heaven, is indeed worthy to be proposed by the Pope as an example to the faithful. And this today especially is necessary, to have examples, because what the Catholic Church teaches can be ascertained very easily. We have ecumenical councils, we have catechism, we have papal pronunciations, etc. That's not a problem. But then people will say, well, moral doctrine, for example, matrimonial doctrine, sexual doctrine of the Church is idealistic, it is not worldly, etc. And then if we can say, well, look, that's what you claim, but here we present to you examples from every walk of life, different ages, different cultures, nationalities, different professions, states of life. They have lived according to these norms, and therefore that is a fact that especially today the living example is more convincing to people than just a doctrinal exposition. And therefore, if we can have now a miracle, as I'm hoping, and His Holiness will then proceed to the beatification, it will be a good thing for the Church in general to have been governed over a most difficult period of the modern history of the Church by a man who not only was a good ruler, was a good diplomat, a good teacher, but also a holy, a truly sanctified person.
That was Jesuit Father Peter Gumpel, relator for the cause of the beatification of Pope Pius XII. He was speaking to Veronica Scarsbrick in this second part in a series focusing on the figure of Pope Pius XII, the third part of which you can listen to tomorrow.